Well, our next guests on the Sunday Supplement have been on the programme before, although I suspect it's at least a year since we've seen them both. But they are from the Plymouth Jazz Club. And we have Mavis Humphreys, who's the chairperson. Mavis, welcome.
Thank you.
And Joyce Heal, who's the membership secretary. Oh, nice to see you too.
Thank you.
Now, the reason that you're here is specifically to talk about something that's happening tonight. But we will also find out what's going on with the Jazz Club in general. But Mavis, perhaps you could tell us about tonight's event. What's it all about?
It was offered to us by John Shillito, who is a local band leader. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it in conjunction with him. And these are people that have come from the Preservation Hall. They're playing three gigs only in England, and we are fortunate enough to have one of those gigs. And Clive Wilson, he's been in New Orleans for many years. He's been there 50 years, I think, or more. And then Tommy Sancton, who is a New Orleans native.
Yeah.
And other people who are Mike Poynton, he plays the trombone. Jonathan Vitton, he's a pianist. Vic Pitt, string bass, and Norman Emberson, drums. And they're playing somewhere else tonight. They played somewhere else last night, and they're playing for us tonight.
So they call themselves the New Orleans Serenaders.
Serenaders, yes.
Great name, and they're obviously New Orleans jazzmen through and through.
Oh, yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, and so now this is happening at your new regular venue, but you tell me you've been there for nearly 3 years now.
Yes.
Is the Royal British Legion Club.
It is. It's at Taylor Road, Crown Hill.
Okay.
At 7:30.
Okay, and the tickets are £15.
£15, yeah.
All right, so now let's turn to Joyce now. You're the membership secretary. How is membership thriving with the Plymouth Jazz Club?
Well, it's gone down a little bit recently because it's the age group, unfortunately. We're all elderly and we have lost quite a few people lately. But we have had quite a few coming along to join us since we've been at the new venue, which is very popular. And It fluctuates, you know, and a lot is to do with the weather. And also, if we get a good day like we had on Sunday, you know, people go off for the day and they come home and they think, they cook a meal and they think, oh dear, can we be bothered to go to the jazz, you know. So it varies. We are a very happy crowd, and I have personally been in it right from day one.
Which is going back to the 80s, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, 1984.
Wow.
When it was started by a chap who came from Birmingham called Tony Harris. He got fed up with people saying, oh, there's no jazz comes further than Exeter. So he went around and found the little place down on the Key Club on the Barbican. And that's where it all started. It started off as a family affair. My daughter at that time was married to his son, who was the drummer. And he has two very talented sons, Paul and Dennis Harris. And he taught them right from the time they could hold the sticks and
Fantastic.
Play the
yeah,
piano,
yeah.
You know. And we did it every Sunday down on the Barbican with using local artists. And once a month, we would have a big name down from London. And then, of course, it grew. And we had to have a committee and so on and so forth. And Tony pulled out then because he wanted to just do the music. He wasn't interested in committees. But we have had a lovely lot of artists, haven't we, Mavis, over the years?
Yeah.
Well, varied.
And I was just looking at the future events because I sort of had it in my head that it was maybe a monthly thing. But you, in September alone, you've had three events. So you've obviously kept keeping busy.
Yes, it's unusual to have three in the month, but the one tonight will be a special, so that's not really our night. Our night is the first Sunday of the month and the third Sunday
okay,
of the month.
Okay, so twice
so
a month.
Twice
yeah.
a month.
And that's enough to sort of scratch the itch, I suppose. But, I mean, if there are people out there who still yet to realise that there's a Plymouth Jazz Club, what's the best way? Just come along on the first or third Sunday, I suppose.
Just come along, yes.
You'll always be very welcome.
Yeah, and that's, as I say, the Royal British Legion Club on Taylor Road in Crown Hill. And coming back to tonight's performance, so you've got the New Orleans Serenaders, and as we mentioned, Clive Wilson and Tom Sancton and others too. £15, that's probably the most you'd ever charge, isn't it? Normally they're cheaper than that, but these are
usually
very established musicians.
If anybody joins, they get £2 off. It costs them £10 for a couple living at the same address, or £7 for one person to join for a year membership. And then every gig that they come to, they will get £2 off. So it doesn't take them
very long to
get their money back.
Exactly.
So it's usually we charge £7 and £9. That's our normal rate for anybody coming along.
Very good. And I mean, you know, tonight would be a great introduction, but there are some other big things coming up. The Millennium Eagle Jazz Band, Billy Thompson's Gypsy Style and the Frog Island
Jazz
Band. Oh,
he's lovely. Yes. Billy Thompson.
They're going to be great nights, I'm sure. Yes. And the other thing I should say is there is a website as well that you can look at, which is Plymouth-jazz-club.org.uk. Well, have a great night tonight, ladies. Thank you for coming in to see us. And obviously, tickets are still available for tonight. You just get them on the door?
On the door.
Fantastic.
Yes, £15 on the door.
All right, lovely. Well, Mavis Humphreys and Joyce Heal, thank you so much for coming in. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.